Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, August 11th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for December corn up 5¾ cents at 6.24¼. September wheat up 7¾ cents at 8.07½. And November beans up 13¼ cents at 14.41. We did sell 103,000 metric tons of meal to Mexico. Export sales light. Wheat, 359, corn and combined, 383, and beans and net, 410. It was a 67 reduction for old crop, 477 for new crop. Looks like they took a little bit of the rain out for Nebraska and Kansas overnight. So we sold it off yesterday and more rains rallied it as they took out the rains. I don't see a whole lot here before the report. The crude oil is up another $1.36 a barrel. And the dollar's down 37 ticks. All that should help the grains here this morning. But, you know, if they're railing it on weather, you know, it's hot and dry. But we've rallied the beans about $1.70 in the last 10 days. We've rallied corn around 40 cents. I'm just not sure that's not enough here considering the conditions. We expect WASDE to shave the corn and bean yields just a little bit out here. I don't think it'll be more than 2 bushels in the corn. I don't think it'll be more than a bushel in the beans. Now, all that makes a difference out here, particularly in the bean market. So I think that's one of the reasons we've seen the strength in the beans. August beans go off the board tomorrow. They were strong again overnight. They finished up 29 cents was the last trade, but, you know, very, very little is trading out there. So, you know, can the Augie No go to $3? I suppose it can out here, but I don't think it can go much beyond that. Again, I think a lot of this has been built into the markets. We still have the issues with China, with Russia. That doesn't seem to be changing any, but something we have to keep an eye on. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.